had a short conversation this morning with my young man there that's sitting in the corner trying to hide. And we had a talk a little bit about this and that. And I just want to give you a brief little message about how God is loaded with riches. And sometimes we just kind of limit God because we have an expectation that he used up all his riches on somebody else. Come on. Am I the only one? Well, I'm not going to bother God because this problem is too small. I'm not going to bother God because, after all, he's kind of busy and such wonderful discernment. Amen? I just want you to kind of look at some of these scriptures that I'm going to give you because I just believe that sometimes we limit God's ability. And we do it without even realizing it. We use our natural mind to try to adapt what God does and why he does it the way he does it. And it just is not the way it should be. So his riches is really what I'm trying to make you aware of. His riches are so far beyond our natural ability to conceive. And in verse 20 of chapter 5 in Romans, it says, the law was added so that the trespass might increase. But where sin increased, grace increases all the more. Grace increases according to the need. Does that make any sense to you? Verse 21 said, so that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Are you listening? So verse 20 is just out of the brain department. Where sin increased, grace increased all the more. So that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ. Now I'm going to give you a couple confirming words that I pray will help you to understand what he does and why. Romans 2:4. Oh, do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, tolerance and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you towards repentance. So we limit God because we think, well, they've had enough time, they've had enough mercy, let's knock this off and clean them up and get it over with. But that's not what the word of God tells you. Do I show contempt for the riches of his kindness and tolerance and patience? And in Romans 9:23, it says basically the same thing. Then it goes into Ephesians 1:7. In him we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. According to the riches of God's grace. Not according to skinny brains Kim. And I could put a few other names in there. Not yours. Are you hearing? In Philippians 4:19 it says, "And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." But in my brain it says, according to what I've given, he'll give out. Well, that may be a truth. But have you considered his riches? See, I'm trying to kick you out of that mental box. How many of you know about the mental box? This little thing you got up on top of your shoulders? It gets you in trouble. It's not according to what you've done on every level. It's according to what Jesus already provided. And it's not according to your brain, it's according to his riches in... How about the earth? No. It's not according to the riches in the earth. Even though he uses those. But where is he now? He's in the realm of the Spirit in glory. 1 Timothy 1:14. "The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus." Abundance is the word he gives. My little brain says, "Well, I misbehaved yesterday, so now I better start worrying." Where are you living? Are you living under the law? Or are you living under the riches of his grace? His abundant grace. His overflowing grace. Or according to the standards of your mind. I thought you had the mind of Christ. Well, I had it a couple weeks ago, but now I lost it. I got my own back. I mean, you know, the enemy likes to manipulate, and we like to manipulate. We're so accustomed to fixing things that we fix them automatically. Not you guys. I do that. I don't like it, but I still do it. God bestows unmerited favor. Unmerited. Deuteronomy 9:5. "It is not because of your righteousness and your integrity that you are going to take possession of their land. But on account of the wickedness of these nations, the Lord your God will drive them out before you to accomplish what he swore to your forefathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." In other words, the promises to the elders is still operating now. The promises to Jesus are still in operation now. Pretty good, right? Daniel 9:18. "Give ear, O God, and hear. Open your eyes and see the desolation in the city that bears your name. We do not make requests of you because we are righteous, but because of your great mercy." Ha-ha. That opens the door. It's not according to what you and I have done. It's not according to the promises that he's made to you and me. But it's according to the promises he made to his son. Tonight I was pressed to anoint you with the ketubah oil. And it's really to bring the marriage of the supper of the Lamb into a reality. I was pressed to make sure that your anointing was not just your forehead, but on your ear, your right ear, right thumb, and right toe. Do you ever try to balance yourself when you've got a busted toe? Or try to hold on something when your thumb's all wrapped up? Or hear something when one ear is blocked? Doesn't work too well. I'm asking you now. Would you get out of your mind and step into the realm of the Spirit and realize that He who began that good work is going to complete it according to His riches in glory. I could give you a few more, but I want to take a few minutes with Ryan, let him spill out what he's got in his heart tonight. So Ryan, come on up. I know the Lord said that you had something to share with us, so go to work, sir. I'm off the hook. You give the Lord a clap offering for this young man. So go to work.
Praise God. God
and
bless.
And you can blame Pastor Yvonne.
Amen. Praise God tonight. I do greet you all in no other name but in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we ought to be prepared in season and out of season. So you know what that means. But as the Lord will permit me tonight, by His anointing and by His Holy Spirit, to share, let us turn in our Bibles to the book where we started tonight, the book of Romans, chapter 3. Romans chapter 3, verses 23 to 26. Amen. It says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God had set forth to a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus." And as I was reading this today, the Lord was, you know, ministering to me the importance of the blood of Jesus Christ. And to know how it is important for us to realize that because of the redemptive work of the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross, our sins have been paid for. But I know that sometimes, you know, we tend to forget at times when we mess up or when we fall short. But nevertheless, as the scripture says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But because of the blood of Jesus Christ, we are made righteous. Because the blood of Jesus Christ speaks of righteousness. And Romans chapter 1 and verse 16 says, Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe." To everyone that believe it, whether Jew or Gentile or Greek. And verse 17 says, "For therein is the righteousness of God." The righteousness of God is in the good news of Jesus Christ. And because of the righteousness of God, which is the good news of Jesus Christ, when we first accepted Jesus Christ at the salvation, at the beginning of salvation, when we asked Christ to come into our hearts, automatically we became righteous unto God through Him. And that righteousness didn't just last for a day or two, but that righteousness is lasting from the day of salvation and forevermore. From the moment you open your heart unto the Lord and receive Jesus Christ into your heart, that redemptive work is a continued process. It says here, in chapter 3, verse 25, Paul says, whom God had set forth to be a propitiation through faith, to a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins. So his blood is declaring, the righteousness of God in our lives. It is declaring it. It is speaking. When you declare, it means you are speaking something. Amen. That's why the scripture says, the blood of Jesus Christ speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Amen. It speaks, it declares. It declares righteousness. It declares freedom. It declares liberty every single day. You do not need to be guilty. You do not need to be worried. You do not need to be frustrated or stressed out if we fall short sometimes. The blood is speaking over your life. When God looks at you, he sees the blood of Jesus Christ speaking over your life, declaring righteousness over your life because of what Jesus has done. It says also, whom God had set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God. So it's past, it's gone. Hallelujah. It is gone. It is forgotten. What the blood of Jesus Christ does, it washes away. It's gone. Oh my gosh. Now we could live this life of freedom through Christ. Even though we fall short at times, we could live this life of freedom. We could walk. And today when the Lord was sharing, ministering to me by his spirit through this word today, through his word, I began to pray. I said, Lord, may your blood wash me, cleanse me, and make me whole. By faith, it is all a step of faith in his word. And it says in verse 26 of chapter 3, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. You have been justified because you believed at the day of salvation. You have now been justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. Verse 27 says, where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith. So this work of the cross, this work of the blood of Jesus Christ is by faith in our lives. And this work is not a work of the outward, but it's an inside work. It's from the inside. For Romans chapter 2, verse 29 says, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit and not in the letter. So it's no more of the law. Paul said, the letter kill it, but the spirit give it life. Amen. Whose praise is not of men, but of God. So your praise wouldn't be a praise unto man, but your praise is going to be a praise unto God because of the redemptive work of the cross of the blood of Jesus Christ. Be blessed today. Hallelujah. God bless you.
How many got home with a little bit more than you had when you came in?
Yes.
You know,
I want you to just close your eyes for a moment. There are many needs in every heart tonight. But it starts with no more condemnation. So on your way home, if you have a chance, begin to declare what your brother gave you by his blood. Keep using it. It's a tool. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, it shall be. And sometimes I've given up short of a miracle because the emotions got in the way. So I'm asking you, don't do that as best you can. Confess what he says and choose to believe it by faith to the very best of your ability and go forward to the best of your ability. So Father, now I ask that you would pour out grace according to your riches in glory into every heart. Even those that are listening to this message, give them grace according to your abundance and according to what you've already given us. Let it come to life in every heart. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Share some hugs with each other.